The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Reish Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Chof Ches. The Mechaber in Erechayim Simin Reish Beis Sifhei paskens as follows. Shkedim Hamorim, bitter almonds, Kishahim Ketanim, when they're still small, they're not yet fully grown, Mevorach Bar Priya Eitz. The correct bracha is Bar Priya Eitz. Gedolim, but once they have fully grown, after all, they're Shkedim Hamorim, they're not edible as is. V'loiklum, you don't make a bracha at all. Da'azuke mazki, because if a person eats them, he's just being mazik himself. However, when they're still young, when they're still unripe, they are edible, because even though the almond itself is not edible, however, the Mechaber explains that the klipa, the outside shell, is edible at that stage, and it's on the outside shell that one is in essence making a Bayer Priya Eitz. The Mechaber goes on to say, V'im miskon al yideh ha'or, al yideh varacher, if you took these fully ripe, bitter almonds, and you sweetened them through the fire, or through other artificial process, so now they become edible, mevarech bari pyoetz. The goyin over here is mazber. The first half of the mechaber, shkedim hamarim, kishahim ketanim, mevarech bari pyoetz. So the goyin brings our gemara, and daf chofches. The our gemara says that, it brings a machlekes, whether there is a chiv meiser on shkedim hamarim or not. And there's a machlokes in the Gemara. La halacha we hold zeviz alifter. La halacha we hold that shkedim hamorim are potter for meisa, both when they are unripe, when they are not fully grown, and even when they are fully grown. And Rashi explains that when they are not fully grown, they are potter for meisa, delav peiruhu, because it is not yet a fruit at that point. And when it becomes fully grown, so then it's potter for meiser, because it's not edible. D'lav ochla, because it's not a food. The Goyin says that even though what's negeya to hilchas meiser, it is potter from meiser, both when it is small and when it is large, because even when it's small and it's edible, but lav peiruhu, but that only applies to hilchas meiser, that it's potter from meiser. However, what's negeya to hilchas bracha, as the Gemara says at the end of the Amud, that bracha is totally on nati adaita dehachi, that it was planted with this kavana in mind, this intent to eat it at this stage. Since people plant shkedim hamarim and they have in mind to eat the shkedim when they are small, eating primarily the outside klipa, so therefore the bracha would be bari per eitz. They get a bracha, even though they are not a peri for maisa. The second half of the mechaber, where the mechaber paskins that the shkedim hamorim, when they are gedolim, when they are non-edible, however, if they are miskon al yidei ha'or, if you sweeten them through the fire or through processing, that it gets its correct bracha bari priya eitz. After all, it is an almond. It is a fruit which has grown from a tree. So the makar is also our gemara, because our gemara says that if it is properly prepared, sholku v'tignu, so the gemara says, mi'ika l'man de'omar, sholku v'tignu lay. That's for sure, that a non-edible item, which becomes edible through processing, if it is a fruit, and it is processed to an edible stage, then for sure it gets its proper bracha, which is the bracha of Beirei Priyo Eitz. So that's the halacha sefek, that shkedim hamorim, when they're small, you make or eitz, even though it's not a peri for meiser, but it gets or eitz because it's not the adaita dehochi. When they get larger, if you eat them raw, you do not make a bracha at all. It's not a food, it's not edible. However, when you process them, you miskin adeha or, so then the eitz comes back. Because, like the Gemara says, that if it's processed till it's edible, of course it is what it is. It is a true pri ha'etz. Now, the emes is that even though in Sifhei, the Mechaber says that when you're miskan al yidei ha'or, it gets it back its proper bracha of bo'er pri ha'etz, we find the concept of miskan al yidei ha'or in Sif Gimel also. And over there, Miskan Ayideha Or does not accomplish to give back the item its original and proper bracha. In Sif Gimel, the Mechaber is referring to Garine Peris, seeds of fruits. So the Mechaber says that seeds of fruits can basically be divided into two categories. Imhei Misukin, if they have, literally it means sweet. The Mishnah Brura explains that there's enough taste there that there is some sort of enjoyment. The Paiskim say the apple seeds, for example, would be in this category. Mevorach aleihem b'yir pri'o eitz. Now that's pashut, that if you eat the apple seed with the apple, so that's pashut. The apple seed is a tuffle to the apple, and it is nifter with the b'yir pri'o eitz that you make on the apple. We're talking about you take the apple seed by itself and you eat the apple seed all by itself. The Mechaber says, Garine Peris Imhei Mesukin Mevorach Aleihem Bo'er Pri'o Eitz, that you make a Bo'er Pri'o Eitz on edible fruit pits. The Imhei Morim, if they are not edible, Einem Mevorach Aleihem Klal, you do not make a bracha on them at all, because, as we said, it's not a food. It's not a food item. There's no hanoas cheich. It is not a food. Therefore, it does not get a bracha. The imiskan al yidei ha'or. But if you took these non-edible pits and you sweetened them with the fire, you made them edible. So now you can be nene from them. It will get a bracha. The Mechaber says, mevorech aleihem shehakol, that the correct bracha is shehakol. So pits, edible pits, their bracha is oetz. Non-edible pits do not get a bracha at all. Non-edible pits, which are sweetened, so their bracha is shehakol, they do not get back the bracha of b'yir pri oetz. The Magen Avraham asks on the Mechaber a very posh dakasha. If one is to look in Beis Yosef, one will see that the Mekar of the second half of the Mechaber, the Mekar that if the pits are non-edible and they're processed, thereby making edible, the bracha is a shehakol, is a quote from a Rashba. Now, the fact that this halacha is being quoted from the Rashba, the Magen Avraham says, L'chayr is very significant. Because, if you look in the Beis Yosef earlier, you'll see that there's a machlokes rishonim, what is the correct bracha to make on Garine Peris? There are some rishonim, Tosfos and the Rosh, who learn that Garine Peris, the correct bracha to make on the edible Garine Peris is Bo'er Pri'o Eitz. And the reason is, because Garine Peres is a chelik of the peri. It's a chelik of the fruits. The same way on the rest of the fruits you make a ha'etz, so too the garinim is part of the fruits, and it too requires a bracha of Bo'er Pri'o Eitz. We find that the halachas of Arla apply to the garinim, the pits, the same way they apply to the fruit itself. Therefore, Tosfos and the Rosh say that the garinim are a chelik of the fruit, and since they are a chelik of the fruits, they get a Bo'er Pri'o Eitz just like the rest of the fruits. The Rashba, on the other hand, argues, and the Rashba says that pits, garinim, are not part of the fruits. The reason why Gar'inim have a chi of Arla is because the Pasuk says, V'araltem Arlasai Es Piryai. Es Piryai, we darshan, comes to include Es HaTofel Piryai, even something which is not the fruit itself, but it's a tuffle to the fruit, also has Arla. And the pits are not the fruits. The pits are tuffle to the fruits. And therefore, the correct bracha on the pits is Bere Pri Adama. So the Magen Avraham asks like this. L'chaira, the Mechaber, starts off and passes like Taisus. Vakarine Peris, the bracha is Bere Pri Eitz, the Hainu, that they are the fruit itself. Frek the Magen Avraham, so how could the Mechaber continue to say that non-edible pits, when you sweeten them and process them, the bracha is shahakal? We learnt that Shkedim Hamarim, we learnt in Sifhei, that the fruit itself, if it is non-edible, it is processed to become edible, it gets its proper halacha. That's the regular halacha. Raw potatoes are non-edible, you make a shahakal. You go ahead and you cook them, you make a hadama. It gets its proper bracha. But Shkedim Hamarim is the exact same case, L'chayr's Garine Peris, that in the natural state, there's no bracha whatsoever. They're not a eichel. When you miskan idea or, they get the its correct bracha. So, Frektim Magen Avraham, L'chayr, the Rajba who paskins that pits which were miskana idei ha'or, their bracha is shahakol, is the Rajba l'shitasai, that the Rajba holds that pits are not part of the fruits. Therefore, normally, they do not get a, normally, if they're edible, they are a hadama. If they're not edible at all, they are no bracha. You reprocess them, it's like panim chadoshes b'yilokan, it's a new zach, it is a shahakal. However, according to the Rosh, where the Rosh holds that garine peres are a ha'etz, that means that he holds that the garine peres are part of the fruit itself, l'chayra it should follow that miskan idei ha'or should be a ha'etz, just like the shkedim hamorim, which is miskan idei ha'or, the halacha is you make a bere pri ha'etz. The Eben Ha'ezer asks on the Magen Avraham's kasha, and he says he doesn't understand how could the Magen Avraham compare shkedim hamorim, which are miskan idei ha'or, to garine peres, which are miskan idei ha'or. Our Gemara, Erev and Daf Chav Chesam Beis, towards the bottom of Amud Beis, says very clearly that there's a basic difference between whether something was not the Adai to the Hachi or Loi not the Adai to the Hachi. Tznoin is not the Inchadaita the Pugla. That the Tznoin was planted for the bulb, for the Pugla, for the Tznoin. Dikla Loi not the Inchadaita the Kaira. You see clearly, Zokt the Eben Ha'ezer, that Bracha follows not the Adai to the Hachi. So, Taina to Eben Ha'ezer on the Magen Avraham, how can the Magen Avraham compare the Gar'inim, the pits, to the Shkedim Hamorim? L'chayr, the Shkedim Hamorim were not the Adai to the Hachi. That when one plants the bitter almonds, one has in mind to enjoy, as we said earlier, the klipas of the not yet ripe shkedim and the fully grown shkedim with processing on day or. However, when one plants a tree with non-edible pits, for example, a nectarine, a peach, or the plum, or the like, one does not plant it having in mind to eat the pits after having processed them to make them edible. So, L'chayra, tied at the Eben Ha'ezer, what's the Magen Avraham asking? From Sif Gibel to Sif Hey, L'chayra, there's a basic difference. Gar'ine Peiris is loy not the Adai to the Hachi. And therefore, they cannot retain their bracha when it's Miskra they are. Masha Eken, the Shkedim Hamorim, which is not the Adai to the Hachi, they get their real bracha when it is Miskan al Yidei Ha'or. The Megillah Sefer, to answer this kasha, says that the Magen Avraham holds that the only time when the Svara of Leinati Adaita Dehochi applies is Dafka, when it's not the Peri itself. Not the Adaita Dehochi, we find in the Gemara, Negea Tekaira, Negea to the bark of the tree itself of the palm tree. We never find the Sfara of Leinate Daite Dehochi, what's Negea to the fruit itself. Therefore, the Megillah Sefer says, that the Magen Avraham held that Leinate Adaita Dehochi will not take away from the fruit itself its bracha. And therefore, the Magen Avraham asks that if garinim, if pits are considered to be halachically part of the fruit, they should not lose their bracha if they have been made edible, even l'chayr, if it's loinat yadayta d'achi, because the bracha on the fruit itself is never dependent on not yadayta d'achi or not. Therefore, the Magen Avraham asks, l'chayra, how could we say that Miskan Adayar loses the bracha? What's the difference between them and the Shkedim Hamarim? The Eben HaOizer understands that Nati Adaita Dehachi is a Svara all over. And even the fruit itself, if part of the fruit itself would be Loi Nati Adaita Dehachi, then that part of the fruit would not have its proper bracha. So the Machloikis Magen Avraham and Eben HaOizer is really a Machloikis whether the Svara of Leinati Adaita Dehachi, which we find in our Sugya, which says that when something is Leinati Adaita Dehachi, it does not get its proper bracha, whether that klal applies to the fruit itself, or does that klal apply only to things which are not the Iker Peri of that particular plant. The Megillah Sefer goes on to say that the Chazon Ish in Siman Lamed Gimel is mistapik in this Shaila, whether the Svara of Leinati Adaita Dehachi can apply to the Peri itself, and the Megillah Sefer is learning up that the Tut Stodim of the Chazon Ish Safik is a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Eben HaOizer.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present the Shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.